Good morning. Today's daf in Baba Kama is Ayin Vavar and Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We're finishing up the Gemara's discussion regarding Amud Beknas V'Achakach Bo Eidim. So Amud Beknas Pater. So step number one, as we already pointed out yesterday, so that if you're looking at a potential Knas and you simply admit, you make a Hodah. And so, for example, you say that you stole, right? You did steal. And you went to the court, and in front of the court, remember, the hodah is formal, so it has to be bebased in. So you go to the court, and you say to the court that I stole. So you're mod b'knas, so mod b'knas pater. That's step number one. So you're not gonna be imposed a fine. A fine is for having been caught with the item, but over here you weren't caught. You're mashiach tzmo. Prat l'mashiach tzmo. Good. So that's step number one. Step number two. If let's say you're mod b'knas v'achakach ba'oedim. So after your hodah, so now witnesses come into court and testify that you stole. So under those circumstances, now are we going to resuscitate the kanas? Yes or no? So as you know, that's a machlokus. So that's what we discussed yesterday, machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav's of the position that modu b'knas v'achar kach bo edim pater, that cheats as Rav. And Shmuel, on the other hand, says no. Your modu b'knas v'achar kach bo edim yichayv, that the edim can go ahead and resuscitate the kanas. Okay. Within the Shita of Rav, okay, just going step by step, nice and easy. Within the Shita of Rav, of Mod B'Knas V'Achar Kach Ba'Oedim Yer Pater, so now we have a subsequent discussion within the Shita of Rav, and that is the following. Rav Huna understands that according to Rav, Mod B'Knas V'Achar Kach Ba'Oedim Yer Pater, and that's it. There's no qualifier, there's nothing more to discuss. In other words, you made a Hodah, and you're going to be Potter. I, Edom, come subsequently. You're still going to be Potter. That's Rav Huna's understanding within Rav. But now you have other Amoraim, Rav Hamanuna and Rabbi Yochanan, who both are of the position that Modi Pekanas is going to be Potter. That's true, but only if that Hodah has got a bite to it. In other words, when you make an admission, it's not just Tom, I'm admitting and therefore I'm going to be exempt. No. In other words, in order for the admission to work, the admission has to be mechayev you something. So for example, let's say Geneva. Geneva is such a good example. Because when you go into the court and you say that I stole something, so now you're going to be chayev on the Karen, and you're going to be pater on the kefal. Ah, that's a hodah. But if the only thing the hodah is looking to do is only to create patur and no chayev, so then... So even though in the interim, while you are modest, a modest b'knas pater, meaning the hodah in of itself will not incur knas. However, it's not going to create a patur that if Adam were to come afterwards and testify that you're now not going to have to pay the knas, you aren't going to have to pay the knas because the hodah by itself only created patur, and that's not a significant enough hodah to create a permanent patur. That's the Shita of Rav Hamanuna. That's the Shita of Rav Yochanan. So within the Shita of Rav, we basically now have two schools of thought. We have Rav Huna on one side, Mod Beknas is Pater, period. Even V'Achakach Ba'Oedim, you're still going to be Pater. And meanwhile, Rav Hamanuna and Rav Yochanan are of the position that Mod Beknas V'Achakach Ba'Oedim, it's Pater, that's true, but the Hodah has to come with it, Echiyuv.
What would be a case where there would be no
chiyuv
at all?
So what would be a case where there would be no chiyuv? So the Gemara yesterday said, Tvicha Mechira, right? In other words, so Edom already established that you ganvin. So now you're going to be chayv karen, you're going to be chayv kefal. And then you say, oh, but wait one second, and I shechted it. So now the only hodah is coming to do is just to create patur. No chiyuv. Okay, good. Lemeke tonight. So now where did we leave off yesterday? So Ayin Hey Amud Beis. So we are now Ayin Hey Amud Beis and we're about halfway down the Amud. And what the Gemara now wants to suggest is that these two schools of thought that we just went through, on one side Rav Huna, on the other side Rav Hamanun and Rav Yochanan. So this machlokis, so the Gemara now is going to suggest that this machlokis really is a machlokis hatanaim. So how do I know that? So everyone follow carefully. I'm probably going to go too quickly. In other words, the Bryce over here is going to be a little bit complicated, a lot of moving parts. Okay, on the front end, I'd like to apologize because I know we're going to go through this too quickly. So, the Bryce starts off with two people testifying you stole. Another two people testifying that you either shechted or you sold. Who's mu Eide Geneva? So now the Eide Geneva were proven to be Zamamim. So now there is no longer any testimony that you stole. Well, if there's no theft, so you may have shechted it, but shechting by itself is not a crime. So Eide Shabbat Lemitzas about Lakula. So at that point in time, the entire case now falls apart because we no longer have any evidence. We have no testimony that you stole. Okay, that part's easy. Who's moedit tzvicha? So who misham tushal mekefal? And he misham tushal mishlosha. Good. And let's say now the second set of Eidim are proven to be zamamim. You still are proven to be a ganav. Witnesses, credible witnesses said that you stole. Therefore, you're going to be paying keren. You're also going to be paying kefal. But because now the eidit tzvicha are proven to be zamamim, what were they looking to incur upon you? 3x, 4x, 5x. So therefore, vasisim lo kasher zamam lasos achiv. They're going to now have to pay 3x, 4x, 5x. That's also pretty straightforward. Here's where it's going to get a little bit off the rails. Mishum simchas amru, hey misham tushu mekefa v'hu misham tushu meisho shalom parashlam la'ayom. So simcha says, well, the ganav is going to be paying kefa, and they, the Edom Zomimim, so they're going to be paying either 3 or 2. It depends on whether or not it's a large animal, small animal. For large animal, 3. Small animal, it's going to be 2. Okay, good. What's good? Meaning, Simchus is addressing what case exactly? Ahayikai Simchus. Now, if you just spend a moment thinking about it, you realize Simchus is describing what? Our case? It's impossible. And the Gemara goes through this point. Elay my Reisha. You want to tell me that's going on the Reisha? Leisay Simchus Eidu Shabbat L'mikzas Abed L'kula. Meaning, it can't be that Simchus is arguing with the first case. That the Eidim that were proven to be Zomim with the first set of Eidim, if in fact that's true, you're not a thief. And if you're not a thief, so there's no criminal activity. And of course, Eidu Shabbat L'mikzas Abed L'kula. There's nothing to argue with that point. So Ela Seifa, so it's going on the Seifa Shabbat Kamer Rabbanan. Hum Hisham Tosho Mekefal V'Hem Hisham Tosho Meshosha. On the second case, the Chachamim got it right. Again, there's nothing to argue with, right? You have two sets of witnesses. One set said that you stole. Another set said that you shechted. The first set stands to be credible. The second set are proven to be Zomimim. What's there to argue with? You're going to be paying Karen and Kefal, and the Adam Zomimim are going to be paying payments 3, 4, and 5. Again, they got it right. So what's Simchus arguing with? So the Gemara says, so what you have to do is, we have to insert a case into the Braisa. Because Simchus is obviously addressing something, and it can't be addressing any of the above. So it comes out like this. So, two witnesses come in and said, you stole. Okay, now, Amr Lahu, so the Ganav says, replies in the following to the witnesses. Guilty as charged. In fact, not only did I steal, let's go even further. I stole and I shechted. Alternatively, I stole and I sold. Okay, good. I did all that. However, but here's now where it gets tricky. He says, the Ganav admits, full admission, I stole, I shechted. But here's where I'm offended, right? You didn't see it. In other words, you are not credible witnesses. I'm admitting to everything you're accusing me of, but you're not the witnesses. In fact, you weren't there. In fact, he brings another set of witnesses that prove that these witnesses were, in fact, Edom Zomimim. Okay. Now, the Balabais, the original owner of the animal, says, okay. So the first set of witnesses are no good, and they're proven to be Edom Zomimim. But now the original owner brings in another set of witnesses, credible witnesses who testified that he was a ganav and subsequently he shechted. So now what that issue is over here is the following. He made a hodah. He made a hodah on the tzvicha. Now again, he also made a hodah on the geneva as well. But now what comes out is that there was a hodah on the geneva and there was a hodah on the tzvicha. Now the witnesses that originally testified regarding the geneva were proven to be zomimim. Another set of witnesses came who testified credibly. In other words, I say credibly, just simply meaning no one challenged them, who testified credibly that he both stole and he shechted. Now, what's the issue over here? Rabbanan Savri Afagav Dohoda Geneva Machmas Eidim Hudakam Oda. Now, the Chachamim will tell you the following. Now, the Hoda that he gave, why did he give Hoda? Because he's such a tzaddik? Okay. In other words, what happened was is that there was an accusation leveled against him. Now, he knows that the accusation leveled against him is both true and coming from invalid sources. But in other words, the Gemara says, I know that. So, afagav de hodah de geneva machmas edim hudekam hodah. Yeah, in other words, the hodah is coming, but not from the best of places. But who cares? So, hodah de tvich, hodah hi, upater. But nevertheless, so the hodah came, and then he was also mowed on the tvicha as well. And therefore, he's going to be pater. Meaning, what the Tanakhama will tell you is that the hodah that's coming on the geneva, fine. It is what it is. The hodah coming on the tzvicha also stands to be a hodah. And therefore he's going to be pater. And even though subsequently Edom came, it doesn't matter. Once a hodah was formally issued in the Beis Din, so that's it. There's going to be a patur, and that patur will continue in perpetuity. And even though there are Edom that are coming subsequently, credible Edom that are coming subsequently, he's still going to be pater. That's the Tanakhama. And that, wait, please wait. Please wait. Let's finish this point. So now, Simchas will tell you the following, that the Hodah of the Geneva was because of the Edim. And it wasn't really sincere. So therefore, the Tvicha is not going to be considered a Hodah. And Hanach Edim Kamayda Azmina Masham Tashem Kefal. And therefore, the first set of witnesses who were in fact proven to be zomimim, so they're going to have to pay kefal. Again, what did they look to do? They were looking for him to pay keren and kefal. Now they were edim zomimim, so therefore kashisim lo kasher zomim lasol sachiv. They're going to be paying kefal. V'hu mishalem shosha parshaim la'ayol. Now he's going to be paying the balance. In other words, either the 2x or the 3x, depending on the size of the animal. But he's going to be paying the balance on the tvicha. He was moda on the tvicha. So what Simchas will tell you now is that, yeah, I know he was moda on the tvicha. But, however, he was moda on the tvicha, but again, that hodah by itself, there was no teeth to that hodah. All that hodah was just coming to do was just to create patur. There was no chiv that was coming with that hodah. That's not a hodah. Meaning, what the Gemara now has done is it's lined up this new machlokus between the Chachamim and Simchas. And by the way, the entire case was constructed, meaning the Brisa didn't speak any of this out. We're reading all this into the Brisa because we know Simchas is arguing on a point. It can't be anything that was discussed in the actual Brisa. So what the Gemara did creatively is that the Gemara said, okay, they must be arguing about a different case. The Gemara could just constructed the case, pointed to now what the Nekuda Machlokas is, and if we're right, and granted, by the way, as the Gemara is about to admit, it's a lot of speculation, but if we're right now, so this Machlokas between Rav Huna versus Rav Hamnun and Rav Yochanan is really Machlokas Tanayim, which brings us all to the point of Lema Kitanai.
Why doesn't he pay Kerem? He was murdered on the Geneva.
Okay, your Gemara is going to ask your very question. Perfect. Amar Vachabri, the Ravik Allah, the Kulam Oda, the Tvichalav Odai. Now, So the Gemara says, no. Maybe the truth of the matter is that the Hodah on the Tvicha is not a Hodah. Meaning, let's assume like Rav Hamnuna. Let's assume like Rav Yochanan. If all your Hodah is coming to do is just to be poter and not create any chiv whatsoever, so it's not a Hodah. And let's assume they're right. Rav Yochanan's right. Rav Hamnuna's right. So really what they're arguing about is Eidus Yatoy Cholazima. Unhazamable Eidus. Okay, and I know I made that word up. I know I did. But in other words, unhazamable Eidus, if it's testimony that is not at least potentially hazamable, so that's not Eidus. Okay, as a basic rule throughout Eidus, in other words, it's more or less rule number one by Eidus. In other words, in order for Eidus to go and be submitted in front of the court, so you have to make yourself vulnerable. In other words, where you could now become an Eid Zomim. Okay, it's scary stuff, right? Which is why the Torah inserts right there in the beginning of Vayikra, not the beginning of the Parsha, but the beginning of the Sefer, right there. And the Torah says, if you have Eidus, so don't suppress the Eidus. In other words, you got to come forward and you got to testify, even though you make yourself vulnerable when you testify. Torah is acknowledging that. So the Kagon Dasasad, the Amrileg and Afta. So, and here's what happened. Witnesses came forward and witnesses said that you stole. Amrilehu, Ganafti Tavachti Macharti. And he says, guilty as charged. Not only did I steal, I also shechted, or alternatively, I sold it. And not only that, he says, look, I did everything you accused me of, but you're terrible accusers because you weren't there. And he gets the Edom HaMazimim to prove that these witnesses were in fact not there. And therefore, they are Edom Zomimim. And now what happens is that the and they came and they testified that he stole and that he shechted and that he sold the Vaka Miflagi. Rabbanan Savre Havilaida Shiatoya Cholazima. So in other words, the second Edom now that are coming and testified, so you can't be mazim them. Why can't you be mazim them? Because he admitted that he did it. So in other words, right now they're coming in with almost no vulnerability. He admitted it.
So what does that have to do with their being able to be the
Edom? Ah, okay, good. V'chol Edom shiyatar cholazim lo havi Edom. So v'simchus savar edus sheyetar cholazim havi edus, and simchus will tell you that edus sheyetar cholazim in fact can be edus. So what the Gemara is thinking at this point in time is that because of his admission, so therefore they're coming in and they don't have that possibility that, you know what, we're accusing him, but we're falsely accusing him. We're not falsely accusing him, meaning he admitted to exactly what we said.
But the Hodor is stronger than the testimony. That's what basically he's saying.
Their Edus only is going to be serving as Edus if, in fact, everything's going to be resting on their testimony.
It's not. He admitted.
But that's true. But remember, in other words, his admission is also going to create a patur. And the admission on Tvicha is, in fact, going to create only but patur. And now what the Edom can do is the Edom can come along and they can now they can have a mechayv on the tzvicha. So v'hakaymel an edus sheyetar cholazim lo havi edus. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. Now what are you doing? You're telling me that the whole machlokus over here is whether or not edus sheyetar cholazim is or isn't edus. The Gemara says, but wait one second. It's really the ABCs of edus. In order for edus to work, it has to be edus sheyetar cholazim. So so the Gemara says like this. Basically David's point, which is, in other words, let's define what Eidoshiyato Yecholazima is. Eidoshiyato Yecholazima means is that the first pieces of information you got to put out there is when and where. When did it happen? Where did it happen? So that now a secondary set of witnesses can come along and say, Imanu Aysim Malcolm Ploni. Really? You say you were there at that time? No, you weren't. You were with us at that time. So in other words, that's Eidus Sheyachol HaHazima. Over here, he put out the when, he put out the where. In other words, the second set of Edom. So they obviously identified when and where. Now, what's left for discussion is, yeah, and they're testifying to something that he admitted that he did. So now, is that also part of the Eidus Sheyachol HaHazima? Meaning, at that point in time, there's almost like a little cushion right now because they're not going to really feel the pinch of Edus when, in fact, all they're doing is testifying to something that he readily admitted that he did. Hacha over here, the only machlokes between Simchas and the Chachamim is because the Yehuda Kamisayile. In other words, they're just simply piggybacking on what he already said. Is that now going to upset their Edus? Yes or no? That's the machlokus between the Tanaim. Okay, good. So, Amar Marahim Hashamim to Shlomi Kefal. So, Midik Amod the kind of Karen by Shlomi Rav Chaim asked this question just moments earlier. And that is that previously we said, as a suggested machlokus between Simchas and the Chachamim, that what happened was is that the first set of Edom came and they said that he stole. He admitted to the theft, but then he turns to them and says, but you're not the Edom, because you weren't there. So Simcha says, what happens? The Edom now have to pay Kefal. As if to say they're paying Karen and Kefal. But the Gemara's question is, wait 1 second. What do you mean? What do you mean the Edom are going to be paying Karen and Kefal? He admitted that he stole it. At the very least, he should be paying Karen. And the Edom Zomimim now should be paying Kefal. So Amar of Elazim, Mishmei Zerav, Tini, Tashlam, the Kefal. Okay, the Gemara says, fine. You're right. Point well taken. Edit what Simcha said. The Edom Zomimim are going to simply be paying just the 2x. Not the Karen, not the principal. Principal is going to be paid by the owner. Good. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of yesterday's daf. Wow. The question of Modu Beknas V'Achar Kach Bo Edim. So, the halacha is like Rav. In other words, just to quickly tie this up, put a bow in it. And the halacha is like Rav, and that is that you have a Hoda Beknas, and then Edim comes subsequently, Edim V'Achar Kach Bo Knas, so you're potter. However, also, in other words, as per the last discussion that we just had, finishing up yesterday's daf, taking us almost 20 minutes into today's daf, and well, really yesterday, and that is that in order for the hodah to create a patur, so it's got to be significant hodah. What do I mean by significant? It means that it has to have hodah with teeth to it. What does that mean? It means that the hodah has got to create some liability to you. In other words, you got to have a little bit of skin in the game. So the hodah, let's say, for example, on Geneva, that's significant. Because now you are going to be pater from the kefal, but you're going to be chayv in the karen. That's a significant hodah. On that kind of hodah v'achar kach ba'edim, you're pater. But if it's hodah, where all it's coming to do is just to create patur, i.e. the hodah, let's say, on tvicha. So on that hodah, so we're not going to say, Mod debeknas v'achar kach ba'edim pater. In fact, we're going to say in such a situation, Mod debeknas v'achar kach ba'edim, you're going to be chayv. As a summary of everything we just discussed. Okay, we're back to the Mishnah. So you stole, you're a makdish it, and then tavachumachar. Now the Mishnah's point is that you're going to be patur from dala vehei. And the reason behind it is really simple. And that is that in order to be chayav dala vehei, you have to be mesharish bechet. Right? You gotta compound your error. Error number one, you stole. That's an oops. More than an oops. And then made matters worse. You shechted it. Alternatively, you sold it. So because of that, you are now going to be chayv dal vehei. The idea is that whose animal did you shecht? The owner's. The owner's animal. You stole the owner's animal, you shechted his animal. But let's say it's not his anymore. So then you're not going to be chayv dal vehei. And that's exactly the point of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah tells us that, let's say you were gone and you were makdish it. No longer does it belong to him. It belongs now to Hektish. So therefore, you're going to be Pater on Dal Vehei. Why? Because you didn't shecht his. Good. That's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks such a simple question. Let's get this straight. You stole it and you were Maktish it. So what did you do by being Maktish it? Now to the larger question of, well, how were you Maktish it? In other words, you're a thief. So for that, see above. Go back to the beginning of the Perek, where we discuss this point extensively. Okay, so you'll go back to the Samachs. Samach Zion, Samach Ches. I think Samach Tes as well. I should remember, but okay. Anyway, but in other words, go to the Samachs where we discussed how could the Ganav even be Makdishit. Yeshus Kona, Yeshus not Kona, see above. Okay. But in other words, you were Makdishit. Let's just now say it nice and simple. Okay, fine. So if you're Makdish, you know what you did? Effectively, you sold it. In other words, what is a sale? A sale is that you took something and you now put it in somebody else's possession. And you're going to be Chayv Dal Vehei. If you're Makdish, that's the same thing. You took something that belonged to somebody and now you moved it into someone else's possession. Now that someone else happens to be Hektish, as the Gemara is about to say, and so what? In other words, if the Torah is going to create a kenas adal vehei for selling it to another person, isn't makdish effectively the same thing? The Gemara's question. Amri. Bishlama tzvicha la mechayev dechi katavach dehektish katavach v'lo demarati katavach ela hektish lechayev mali machur lehejo mali machur l'shamayim. Okay. So the Gemara articulates this very question, meaning how you're makdish it, see above. But once you're makdish the animal, So then, effectively, that's no different than a sale. The Torah is mechayev dal v'hei on a sale. The Torah should be mechayev you dal v'hei on just simply being makdish it. Okay. That's it. It's a strong question. And how do I know it's a strong question? Because first of all, the Gemara asks it. That's easy. And it's a strong question because the Gemara is going to give multiple answers. And when you see multiple answers to any given question, you know, that's a tough question. So Haman, he said the Gemara, answer number one of the Gemara is that maybe, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimoni. Amar Kashim Shechai Bachriyus and Bereshus Edemar Kaimai. In other words, when I have Kashim, we're Chai Bachriyusam. So in other words, that you are makdish, but you also kept for yourself personal liability. If anything happens to the carbon, I'm going to be personal liable. Recourse, if you will. Okay, so in other words, so when you're makdish an animal, so it's true the animal is not yours, but because you have accepted upon yourself personal liability, it's still yours. And therefore, in other words, liability to a certain degree still equals some form of ownership. Ah. So therefore, it's kachim shechayev achrius and bereshut demari kaima.
The ownership is of the ganav, meaning not the original, but not the original owner.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Correct. Right. That was good clarification and correct. So good. So in other words, he has not removed it from the reshus. He still accepted upon himself liability. So the Gemara says, "Hamid sefer Rabbi Shimon Havai, Reisha Lav Rabbi Shimon Havai." So the Gemara says, "Okay, that it in of itself would have been an acceptable answer. The problem is that if you go back to the Mishnah, you read the Mishnah, our Mishnah, so you'll note at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon inserts his position. Rabbi Shimon Omer, right? See our Mishnah. See what Rabbi Shimon says. But that means structurally that everything before that is not Rabbi Shimon. So in other words, you can't explain the Tanakhama using a sheet of Rabbi Shimon when we know for sure that the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so the Gemara says fine. Ela hachem my skin. So attempt number two. So we're talking about Kachim Kalim. So in other words, what did the Ganav do? The Ganav stole it. The Ganav was makdish it, but only gave it kedusha kala, lighter hektesh. In other words, he made into a carbon shlamim. So valibah the Rabbi Yosi aglili damer kachim kalim mamun baalimi. And we also have to assert that the sheet of the Tanakhama aligns with Rabbi Yosi aglili that kachim kalim is mamun baalim. In other words, you want to be mekadesh anisha with it, you absolutely can. In other words, it's still considered yours. Obviously, with heavy restrictions. You have to offer it as a carbon and the azara. In other words, you have to do everything with it like a carbon. But in other words, but from an ownership standpoint, still yours. So the amar kachim kalim mamam balam hi. So therefore, bershuse kaime. Okay. So in other words, and that means that there was no transfer of reshus from the ganav over to hektesh. Okay. So the gemara says avakachim kachimai. So misham tishol medal v'chamisha. So I didn't even say ganav v'tavav v'achar kechektish mesham tashum medal v'hei leflug v'lisnim b'didah v'medvar mamorim b'kashim kalam avav b'kashim kachim mesham tashum arba v'chamisha. So then the Gemara says, well, if you're right, so now we can ask a question that we ask so often throughout Shas. If you're right that we're talking, our Mishnah is talking about kachim kalam, so now you can make such a wonderful distinction. Let's say that now there's a difference between kachim kalam and kachik kachim. But if a ganav steals and he's makdishit lekachik kalim, so now there's going to be a chiv dal v'hei because there was no transfer of ownership. But if he was makdishit kachik kachim, so he is going to be chiv dal v'hei because now he transferred ownership. And the Mishnah had an opportunity to make a distinction. That's such a good distinction. That's a better distinction than the one providing the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. If you're right, the Mishnah would have made that distinction. The Mishnah didn't. I don't think you're right. Okay. Ela la'olam. So the Gemara says, okay, so scratch that, and we're now up to proposal number three. Like I said, really good question. Gemara's going to struggle. Gemara's struggling. So udikashalach. So the udikashalach mali machul hajo mali machul shamayim. So the Gemara says, what I'm going to do is the following, and that is that I'm going to go back to your original assertion. Right? What's the original assertion? You steal an item, you sell it, so therefore you're chayav dal v'hei. Why? Because you transferred ownership. You steal an item and you're makdish it. You're not going to be chayav dal v'hei. But why? In other words, haven't you transferred ownership? So what the Gemara now is going to say is that fundamentally, I don't think the question really is valid. Because the Machar Lehejot Mikaratur de Ruvain Hashatur de Shimon. Because consider the following. And that is that when you sell an item, how is it perceived? In other words, the animal belonged to me, so that was Sugarman's animal. I sold it to Berger, so now it's Berger's animal. Okay. In other words, when you sell from one person to another, a private sale, so everyone understands and recognizes, oh, okay, in other words, that's a full transfer of ownership. However, Machr l'shamayim, but let's say you're a makdashit. So mikara, tura deruvin, hashta tura deruvin. Okay. But when you're makdashit, okay, and you bring it to the car, and you bring it to the base of Mikdash, what's the Kohen going to ask? Whose carbon is it? Okay? Oh, it's Sugarman's carbon. Yeah, in other words, even though when I'm makdashit, so it's no longer private property. It now belongs to Hektesh. That part's true. But in terms of a transfer of ownership, it's not really a full transfer of ownership. I still retain a name to it. Now, we're learning Gemara right now, which means that this is legal talk, obviously. What does that mean? I still retain my name. My name is still attached to it. I'm going to admit, by the way, I'm going to struggle a little bit right now in terms of really understanding. In other words, if I don't understand it, it's going to be challenging for me to explain it. But in other words, my name is still attached to it. Okay, but in other words, but it's not mine. In other words, it's still a shinu or erishos. So somehow, in ways that I don't fully understand it yet, because my name is still attached to it, so therefore it's not a full transfer of ownership. I'm saying it, I understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, but I don't really, I'm just admitting, I don't fully understand it. But yet, if I can, by the way, even though I don't fully understand it, just as an analogy, someone donates a Sefer Torah to the shul, okay? Right. In other words, in our shul, the Sack Sefer Torah, right? Everybody knows who Sefer Torah we're talking about. Perfect. And so in other words, but whose Sefer Torah is it? And now I understand, by the way, I'm saying that as an analogy, right? I'm saying as an analogy because then it's a question of, you know, whose Sefer Torah is it? Right. In other words, correct. In other words, stipulations are put in when you donate a Sefer Torah to a shul in terms of whose Sefer Torah it actually belongs to. I'm just giving a taste to what the Gemara is trying to articulate. The idea that when you're makdish something, your name is still attached to the item, therefore it's not a full transfer of ownership.
Like when you put a plaque.
Again.
In this case, whose is it? The Ganev name or the original?
The
Ganev name or the original owner's name?
Well, we're assuming right now the Ganev is being makdish.
Yeah. Right, so whose name is it retained?
In other words, the Ganev. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, good. So Adkan, that takes us now to first part of today's daf. Right, really the first 20 minutes we just wrapped up yesterday's daf, and that is Mod Biknas V'Achakach V'Oedim Yerpater. Good, that's yesterday's daf, we finished it up. Okay, order of business number one in today's daf is that if you steal and you're a makdish an animal, isn't that tantamount to a sale? Shouldn't you be chayv d'avehe just on being makdish it? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara gave a number of proposals of how to deal with it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now finally we get up to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, we're going back to it's our Mishnah, we're still dealing with this Mishnah, but it was back in Ayin Dalet, and we're already on Ayin Vav, okay? Rabbi Shimon says, and if it's Enoch Chai B'Achriyosim, you're going to be Pater. Okay, good. That's what Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah. And the Gemara's question is very simple. Amre, they said, meaning they're learning the Mishnah in the yeshiva. Obviously, this is in Bava. And we're describing over here the B'nei HaYeshiva. So Amri, so they say, Nihidus of Rabbi Shimon Mali Machula Hajimali Machula Shamayim. So Rabbi Shimon says that there really is no difference between selling it to a person and selling it to Shamayim. It's a transfer of ownership. So Ibchami Bayale. So the Gemara says, "Kachem shechayva be'achriyasam pater da'akati lo nafik mirushosei," and she'ena be'kachem she'ena chay be'achriyasam chayev de'mafkilei mirushosei. So, but now, well, the expectation should be that we're going to be reading Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, opposite, exact opposite as it presented in the Mishnah. If I have a carbon where I have no personal liability, if I have no personal liability, so that's a full transfer into the Rishus of Hekdesh. And therefore, you're going to be chayv al v'hei. And if I have maintained for myself personal liability, there is recourse. And so therefore, if something happens to the carbon, I'm going to be liable. So that means that the animal is still mine. It's davar hagorim and it's kamamon dami, so it's still mine. So therefore, there was no shina rishos, and so therefore, there was no mechira. There wouldn't be chiv dal vehei. Meaning, if that's the way you want to explain Rabbi Shimon, that's great. But now you go back to our Mishnah; it's the exact opposite of what Rabbi Shimon said. Okay, so Amri. So in the yeshiva, they recognize that this is a problem. This is how they explained it. Rabbi Shimon Amilsa Achriz Lekai V'Haki Kitani. So what Rabbi Shimon's doing is he's modifying a different Mishnah. Okay, and this happens. Okay, I can't give you the data points over here. I don't know how often it happens, but if you could please trust me, right? My Rebbe, Reb Braunschweigel from YU, going years back, says in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have emuna, and your Rebbe have no emuna. look it up, right? Your Rebbe said it. That's great. Look it up. So anyway, so it's amazing. It's 30 years later, and he still talks to me. So anyway, but if you could trust me. I know, I just told you not to. But if you could trust me, we have other examples where the Mishnah brings in a Shita Vatana who was going back on an earlier point. Okay? And then obviously the question, why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi do that? Okay. So right now I couldn't even entertain a thought, but anyway, Bahaki Kitani. Ain't a gonivakha gana masham tashu medal vehei. So I gonav hekdesh mi beis baal and potter. So if gonav achar ganav, right, a thief who steals from a thief does not pay. It is not going to be paying dal v'hei. So gonav hekdesh mi beis baalim potter. So my time agunav mi beis aish v'lo mi beis hekdesh. Good. So in other words, so when are you going to be liable for all the kenosos of the Torah? Kefal dal v'hei. When you steal from beis aish. You steal from a private citizen. But if you're not stealing from a private citizen, so you're putter from Kefal, you're putter from Dalav Vehei, it's a technical tour, but you're putter. And now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashim Shechai Bachriyusam, Chayav. My Taima, Karina Mei, Viguna Mi Besaish, Vishenu Chayav Bachriyusam, Pater Dolo Karina, Viguna Mi Besaish. And it's on that point that Rabbi Shimon says that if you're Ganav number two, stealing from Ganav number one, now, Ganav number one was Makdishit. So now it no longer belongs to Ganav number one, right? Rabbi Shimon says, not so fast.
Depends.
Rabbi Shimon will tell you that if Ganav number one was Makdishit and keeping personal liability, which I just love the idea, by the way, he's a Ganav. Right. So, right, in other words, other people's property, I don't care. I'm just taking it. Oh, but now Makdishit has a carbon? All right, I don't want the base of Mikdash to lose out. In other words, if something happens to the carbon, I'm going to be holding personal liability if anything happens to it. Just for a moment, I'm just savoring the personality of such an individual. Okay, but anyway, but so now he's retaining for himself personal liability under those circumstances. So now Rabbi Shimon will tell you, oh, so now Ganav number two, who did he steal from? He stole from Ganav number one. Ganav number one, retaining personal liability now, liability is tantamount to ownership. And so therefore, it's gunav mi beis ha'ish.
Liability is tantamount to ownership.
Yeah, I know. I gave you a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. So good. So and it's gunav mi beis ha'ish. And therefore, ganav number two is going to be subject to kefel and dal v'hei. And now, if let's say ganav number one did not hold personal liability, and so therefore he's makdishit with no liability, so there's no chiyav achrayah. So now, Ganav number two, who did he steal from? Not an ish. He stole from Hekdesh. And so therefore, you're putter from Kefal, you're putter from Dal Vehei. Good. So, Michdish, Amin le Rabbi Shimon, Amar, Shchita Shein Aruyah lo Shma Shchita. So, Kachem Nami, Shchita Shein Aruyah. Okay, so now, one more discussion we're going to be having today. And that is that according to Rabbi Shimon, wait one second, I know that according to Rabbi Shimon, in order for Shechita to qualify as a Shechita, it has to be a Shechita Haru'uya. Meaning, Yeshecht, you can eat. You don't have to eat. But in other words, at least there's a possibility that you can eat the food. And only such a shechita halachically is rendered a shechita, has the status of a shechita. But if I shecht an animal, and for halachic reasons I can't eat the animal, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not a shechita. So let me get this straight. So I stole a carbon, and now we're having a discussion. Am I going to be chayv kefal? I'm going to be chayv dal vehe. Depends. Chiyav achrayas, no chiyav achrayas. Got it. Okay. And now, where did I shecht the carbon? In other words, because we're talking about the chiyav dal vehe. So in other words, where did I shecht the carbon? Right now, let's assume that we're shechting it outside the base of Mikdash. That's shechutei chutz. Can anyone eat shechutei chutz? Absolutely not. And so therefore, it's a shechita shein aruya. So now, we're trying to put all the Rabbi Shimon's together. If it's a shechita shein aruya, so now, how are you going to be chayv dal vehe? For the chayv dal vehe, you have to shecht. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechita can only result in shechita if you can eat it. Okay. So ki asa Rav Dimi, good. So that's our last part of today's daf. So ki asa Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Shochet mim b'fnim l'shem ba'alim. Okay. What you did is that the ganav brought the animal into the Beis HaMikdash, shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash, and he had the owner in mind when he shechted it. Funny ganav. Admittedly, it's a funny ganav. So the Gemara says, but now we got out of the shechita shein aruya dilemma. The Gemara says, okay, chazer karen labalim. So the Gemara says, okay, now at this point in time, what does the owner have tainas on?
Nothing.
Perfect. It clicked for you immediately.
Who was the Makadish?
Huh? The Gemara is right now assuming the owner was Makdish.
Okay,
so in other words, what? Perfect. So what tainas now does the owner have? In other words, the owner was Makdish the animal. The Ganav stole it. And now the Ganav shechted it. If it's outside the base of Mikdash, it's a shechita shein aruya. That's not going to work. So the Ganav shechted it where? So he brought it into the base of Mikdash. He shechted in the base of Mikdash. Oh, good. He shechted in the base of Mikdash. Perfect. Now the owner's coming back and he's enraged. You stole my animal. It was a carbon. Yeah, I know, but you stole it. Okay, good. Now what'd you do with it? Well, I brought it to the base of Mikdash and I shechted it. And not only that, I had you in mind when I shechted it.
And here it is.
Right. Okay. So now, from the owner's standpoint, meaning the only thing he could have done was offer it as a carbon, and in fact, it was offered as a carbon.
But there was no seed in the seed. The smicha, no.
It's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev.
But that proves from this Gemara that if you say somebody is still a mitzvah, like somebody an aliyah, and you're going there,
five gold coins.
You don't have to pay him for the aliyah because he could have said amen and the same
thing. Okay, good. Right? Okay, good. I hear. So Chazer Karen Labalan. So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin. So the Gemara says, okay, so again, we're looking for Gishav Hadas and Rabbi Shimon. How can Rabbi Shimon now have the guy of beshechting the animal where it's a shechita ru'uya, and on top of that also there's going to be Karen payment, Kefal payment. What's happening? So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin Shenishbach Adam. So what happens is as follows. You shechted it in the Azara L'shem Balim. So fine. So is it a shechita ruya? Absolutely. Then what happens is, you know what you do when you shecht the carbon, right? We all know. And that is that you take a bolt in order to collect the blood. And what happened was is that someone was supposed to be there with the bowl in hand ready to, when I say somebody, I mean a Kohen, right? This is an avoda. So now you have the Kohen there with the Kli in order to be Mekabel Dam. And meanwhile, miscommunication, right? There was a fumble, right? The handoff wasn't good. Okay. So the dam went right to the floor, and now it's puzzle. So in other words, the shechita was a good shechita, but the carbon wasn't offered correctly. Good and right. Good. So kiyos the Rabban Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shochet mim b'fnim shelo l'shem balim. So, or we're going to give an alternative answer, and that is that we shechted it inside. Shalom l'shem ba'alim. And so therefore now the owner is not going to get credit for it, and the owner is now going to have to bring a new carbon, and that's why there's going to be a chiyuv. Turn to the next amud. Reish Lakish amud b'shochei balei momen b'chutz. So Reish Lakish now is going to propose a new answer to this question. In other words, it was a carbon, but it developed a blemish, and it developed a blemish, and you shechted it now outside of the Beis HaMikdash.
What?
Right. Perfect. Perfect. I paused just for that. So the Gemara says, Ta'iba, Rebbe Lazar, Le Rebbe Yochanan, Shechita Materes, V'halo, Zrika Materes, and Le Reish Lakish, Shechita Materes, V'halo, Pidia Materes. And Rebbe Lazar is looking at everyone, and Rebbe Lazar is like, I don't understand. Meaning, we're trying to solve for the Rebbe Shimon dilemma. Well, we're shechting it in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a Shechita Ru'uya because you shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but just because you shechted a carbon, we're not ready to eat it yet. You have to shech. There has to be Kabbalah Sadam. There has to be Halacha. And there has to be Zrika. And if you don't do Zrika, you can't eat the carbon yet. Oh, so everything's okay with the Shechita. No. Not everything's okay with the Shechita. You need Shechita and you need three more Avodas to go before you can eat the carbon. Okay. And now, let's go to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish has answered, well, it was a Baal moment. I shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, you can't do that either. In other words, in order to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, first things first, you have to be poed to the animal. It had Kedusha. It has Kedusha. And you have to be poed to the animal. And after you're poed to the animal, now we can talk about shechting it outside of the Azara. Rebbe Lazar is looking at everybody and, okay, if you don't, it's like everyone's on crazy pills right now. Like what's happening right now? In other words, we're trying to solve for the Rebbe Shimon dilemma. It has to be a Shechita Ru'uya. If it's a carbon, we have to go through all four avodas. And if it's a Baal Mum, you need to be poded. Like, what is everyone talking about? So the Gemara says, okay, Rebbe Lazar, take a breath. Ishtamitete had the Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says that, yeah, but right, Rebbe Lazar, you forgot. This is Rebbe Shimon we're talking about. And because we're talking about Rabbi Shimon subscribes to a big idea of Kol HaOmed. As long as you are but just one step away, Halacha will look at it as if we're there. Right? You're almost at the finish line. Halacha says, you know what? If you're almost at the finish line, you're at the finish line. Right? It's Kol HaOmed. Right? And we're going to say that by Zrikas Adam. We're going to say that by being poed an animal. Right, you're right. We shecht an animal in the Beis HaMikdash. I know we have a couple more steps to go, but we're almost there. And kol haomed lizrok kizorek, and the same thing by pedia kol haomed liftos kepadui. Okay, good. And what I'll save now for tomorrow is that we're gonna prove both of these points of kol haomed lizrok is kizorek and kol haomed liftos is kepadui. Adkan.